Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, let's get it started. Last night, LeBron James sat out with an ankle injury. When we are, what, just four games in, and he missed game number four with the ankle injury. He's going to sit out tonight as well against Oklahoma City. Obviously, that's a back-to-back for the Lakers. But have no fear, Russell Westbrook is here. And last night, Rob, Russell Westbrook showed you, and I knew, but I'm sure the way he looked his first three games, he obviously didn't play very well, was averaging six turnovers almost a game, second in the league, 12 points a game, shooting 9%. I didn't misspeak. 9% from three in the first three games.
Is that a typo? But you can't have an audio typo. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to figure it out.
Right. But, you know, he's not going to – let's just face it, Rob. He's not going to put up Russell Westbrook numbers with LeBron and AD. He's not. Now, he can do it with one of them. And last night it was him and AD. And Westbrook got 27 shots up. AD got 31 up. And so Russ was fantastic, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals, and only 3 turnovers. And Anthony Davis, 35, 17, 4 blocks, and 4 dimes. And they edged. So let's not make it out like they beat Brooklyn. They edged 1-3 San Antonio in overtime. So. But they won, and everybody's happy in L.A. What were your thoughts, Rob?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It wasn't like they were playing world beaters, and they blew them out of the gym. We knew that Russell Westbrook was going to play better. The only thing I think people are now looking at, and I think this is where they're off, is they're like, see, I told you this is why the Lakers needed Westbrook. Because if those other guys are out or something, or they're not playing, he can help them through the regular season. He can put up numbers. They can win those regular season games. You know, LeBron, sit out. AD, you're going to be hurt down the road. All right, it's no big deal. No big whoop. But the only problem is, in order for the Lakers to do, Chris, what people are talking about, and the only thing that would validate the season – is about getting to the finals and winning a championship. Right. That's what LeBron is about. Nothing else. It ain't about making no playoffs. Stop it. It's about winning a championship. That's why I put together, you know, the 2010 All-Star team in an attempt to try to win a championship.
There is some truth to that. There is a lot of truth to that.
So what is 2021, Chris? But it's the 2010 All-Star team.
There is a lot of truth to that.
And here's the other part. If you're buying that whole scenario of him being great when those guys, one of those two guys are missing, what about when all three are together? And in order to win, Chris, all three have to play together. And the numbers he put up last night will not happen if LeBron's playing. Hello? Is this thing on? They won't happen. You can kid yourself all you want. No, they won't. And that's the problem you have. I don't think the fit is right. I don't think it works either way. Because ultimately, Chris, it has to work where all three fit together and can win through the Western Conference, get to the finals, and give themselves a chance. That's what I don't see. I don't see it yet. Maybe they work their way into it. Maybe somebody takes a big step back or whatever. But I don't believe this bicycle is rolling, Chris, if only two wheels are rolling. You need all three.
But you said a lot, and most of which I agree with, Rob. Let me address your points. Number one, yes, as you said, you got Russell Westbrook. to win it all, period. Now, a fringe benefit of that, yes, is that if LeBron's hurt or if AD's hurt, and I don't think, honestly, it would go as swimmingly as it did last night if it was just LeBron and Russ rather than Russ and AD.
Right.
But anyway, you having a big three, that's one of the benefits, right? If one goes down, you still have two other superstars. So, sure. And the Lakers have been horrible without LeBron since he's been in L.A. The previous 3 years, they're 23-35 without him. And we saw the problems with that last year, Rob, when they were 30-15 with him, 12-15 without him, and they finished as the seventh seed in the play-in tournament.
Yep.
And then you get Phoenix in the first round. Now, maybe if they could win some games without him, they'd have got a better first-round matchup. Maybe LeBron gets healthier by the second round, and who knows what happens. You're not winning a championship, but they could have been better. So I get that. It is a benefit. Last night, they lose that game, most likely, if they don't have a Russell Westbrook. It also, Rob, can be a benefit even in games that LeBron plays, but when he sits out, right? So you keep Westbrook in, and he can do his thing, and you won't lose ground, presumably, when LeBron's on the bench. So I get all that. But as you said, at the end of the day, they all three have to play together.
Yes.
So that was nice last night, but that's not what it's going to be. And not only in games like in the playoffs, Rob, at the end of games in the regular season. Westbrook's not going to be happy on the bench at the end of a game. So they have to work. How do we fit these three guys together? They have to play, to me, Rob, as many games as they can. Yeah, you can get a rest here or there. But for the most part, they need to play together and Chris, figure it out. And if they lose some regular season games, you know, not a big deal. We know they're going to make the playoffs and be fine. But they've got to work out the kinks during this regular season.
And just like we saw the adjustment made, right, by James Harden in Brooklyn, Chris, I'm the point guard.
Right.
I'm dishing. Right? He changed. That's what made it easy. If this was the Harden from Houston – taking 30 shots a night,
right.
It wouldn't have worked. He was the one who decided that this was going to be the best way for him to fit in with the other two, and it worked. And we saw it last year when those guys were together. I know it wasn't a lot, but there was no question about who the guy was who's taking a shot, you know, the options, where people are, Chris, who's handling the basketball. It worked. It worked.
Well, the advantage that Brooklyn team had over this Lakers team, too, Rob, is that they all three were great shooters.
Yep. There you
and
go.
Durant doesn't dominate the ball. Harden, yeah, he dribbles more than the other two, but he was the point guard, so he's handling the ball. And Kyrie, even though you could argue in the past he's kind of somewhat ball dominant, I guess, but he played with LeBron before they won a championship, so he can shoot so well that he doesn't have to be ball dominant either. And that made it easier for them. It's not going to be as easy for the Lakers because none of their big three are great shooters. Unless this, like LeBron is hot right now from 48%, but he's going to come back to the mean. He's career 36. If he shoots 38, I mean, that would be great. I don't know if he'll do that, but it'd be great if he could shoot between 38 and 40 from three. But the bottom line is none of them are great shooters. Rob, I will say this, though. You're right. It's not everybody knows it's not a great fit. I think even those three know it's not a great fit. But I did see something last night that Frank Vogel should go to that I think could work for them.
All right,
what you saw last night, Rob, is that Westbrook was getting into the paint, right? The paint was wide open. If you look at the shot chart, most of Westbrook and AD's points came in the paint.
Okay.
Because it was open, they had AD playing center a lot, especially in the second half. They started to overtime with AD at center. And so you had AD, Malik Monk, who's become a really good three-point shooter. He spreads the floor. You had AD at center. He can stretch the floor. So that lane's open. So here's what I suggest for the Lakers, Rob. Forget the DeAndre Jordan experiment. I don't know why they're doing that anyway. You need to start Anthony Davis at center. LeBron, when you're healthy, Anthony Davis, LeBron, Westbrook, Malik Monk, and Kent Bazemore.
Okay.
Because you can then have the spread the floor, and that opens the lane up for Westbrook to penetrate, even if whether he's on the ball or not. Once he gets it, the lane will be open.
Right.
He can go to the hole. LeBron obviously has the lane open if he wants to go. And same thing with AD. And Monk, like I said, and Bazemore, they're pretty good shooters. So you got a couple shooters out there, Rob. You got some size. LeBron, AD, and Westbrook are all very good rebounders.
But you
won't lose rebounding. They're not rebounding well when they're big anyway. So that's what I would go to. And then you got Dwight when you really need to play big.
But is AD willing? He's been reluctant, Chris, to play center.
Like, why isn't he there right now? You're right.
Exactly.
I think that
should have been automatic, to be honest. That shouldn't have been even a thought.
And they were talking about that.
Right.
Remember, there was talk about that, but it hadn't really happened.
But it hasn't happened, materialized. And I think that's like the adjustment like James Harden made when he went to Brooklyn.
Good point. And Kyrie made a sacrifice getting off the ball.
And Kyrie gave up the basketball. Right. He was the point guard. He had the rock, and he gave it up. And whether you know, it was his idea or not, you know, the way it was painted, you know, Kyrie saying the heart, you know, whatever. It feels good. I told him to take the rock.
Exactly.
Whatever. But it got done. And the same thing with AD. I need to play center, and this is the way we got to go.
You're absolutely
right. I don't know why they haven't gotten there.
Well, guys are weird about this. Now, Anthony Davis, Rob, has always said he doesn't want to play center. Remember, Tim Duncan didn't want to be labeled as a center. But let's face it, he was a center. And we all rank him as a power forward. You can argue that with David Robinson. But once Robinson was gone, the center was Tim Duncan for the most part.
Yep.
All right, Kevin Garnett, Rob, remember, never wanted to be listed as a seven-footer, even though he's 7 feet. Kevin Durant doesn't want to be viewed as a seven-footer, even though he's close to that, if not that. And so guys are funny. They don't want to be seen as this big clodding center, I guess. But here's what I say to AD. AD, the center position is completely different nowadays. Who you banging with?
Right, there's nobody to bang.
Banging with nobody for 40 minutes anymore? Nobody's posting you up. You don't have to face a Shaq, even an old Dwight Howard, an Alonzo Mourning, God forbid, a David Robinson, Hakeem Olajuwon, or Patrick Ewing. I mean, those days are over. You ain't banging. Look, Rob, Joel Embiid is on the perimeter more than half the time.
Right.
He's bringing the ball up. Nikola Jokic is on the perimeter, bringing the ball up. So what's the fear, AD? Come on, man. You got to get over that. Like you said, Rob, the Nets made sacrifices.
You got to make
these
sacrifice.
These guys have to make sacrifices. Heck, let's go back to the Warriors, Rob. Steph and Klay made sacrifices. Draymond to welcome in KD.
Yep. If they didn't do that.
That's what it takes when you want to put these guys together and make it work.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Deshaun Watson, all right, here's the deal, Rob, and then Rob G will fill us in on even more details. Reportedly, the Dolphins have agreed, with the blessing of their owner, have agreed to the terms of a deal with Houston to bring Deshaun Watson there to be their quarterback. Now, we don't know what they are. Is Tua involved? How many picks are there? What are the, you know, we don't know the details, but reportedly they have agreed to the terms. But Miami's owner wants Deshaun Watson to settle the 22 civil suits against him. Right now, there are no criminal charges. So that's good, I guess. So there's nothing to settle there. So theoretically, if he were to settle, then he's ready to go. And he might be good to go forever. I mean, they could eventually bring criminal charges, and then you got to deal with that. But right now, if he settles and is able to settle, he would be cleared to play going forward. You know, the league may step in and give him, you know, make him exempt, put him on the commissioner's exempt list. Well, but long term, at least for now, he'd be good to go. Rob G, am I missing anything? Now, I know Watson is saying he doesn't want to settle, or at least that was his stance before. Rob G, where anything else we need filled
in? Well, yeah,
in?
So just to clarify, they, according to the Houston Chronicle, they, the two sides have agreed to a deal under the condition being, number one, that Watson settles these civil cases. Right. So to get
come,
that discretion out of the way.
How come we haven't seen this story being reported on ESPN? I'm just curious. How come this trade isn't reported? Is it because they didn't get it?
No, I think it is.
I mean, there have been other reports from The Athletic and ESPN that have basically said that Watson, that Watson has said to anybody, the only team I'm going to get traded to is the Dolphins. So that kind of clears the path there.
But I haven't seen a story, but okay. I get it.
So wasn't there a story, though? Didn't ESPN?
They reported that, ESPN reported a couple of things. They reported that the Panthers were involved in a potential trade, and then that came out later. Earlier today, that they're out of it, so it's just the Dolphins.
Right, but I mean, when I look on their site, they don't have anything on their.
Oh well, because I mean, like you said, Rob, this is not really a report because there's no trade yet. This is just.
But it is news that they've agreed to the terms.
I'm not saying that.
I don't think you're going to see on ESPN.com rumors of a potential trade until it goes down. But anyway, Stephen Ross wants the trade to go down, provided that the civil cases get settled. And Roger Goodell already said that he will not be on the commissioner's exempt list while the investigation is ongoing with the police. So he would be able to play this season. And Mr. Ross also wants a wink, wink from Roger Goodell that if this trade goes down, because we know a suspension is coming at some point. Just because he embarrassed the Shield, whether he gets off
because you
on
don't
all
have
that
to
anyway.
Be convicted of anything. We've
so
seen this
here's
already.
The thing.
Right.
If he's going to be on the exempt list, say 8 games to start next season, and I'm Miami, I'm still down with
right.
that's
so,
it.
So
right?
that's also part of it. Is he wants to know, hey, between you and me, let's say I make this deal. I know he's going to get suspended at some point, but let's say he doesn't get criminal, you know, go to jail, criminal charges. What kind of a suspension am I looking at? And so that's what's holding up this deal, reportedly, according to the Houston Chronicle.
Well, here's the other issue I have. If the police have been investigating this, they could have said there'd be no charges filed. I don't understand what the holdup. Forget about the civil case, right? This has been going on for 6-8 months, right? You interview the people, Chris, the women, and you get their statements, and you get his statement, and like, what's the holdup on whether or not the Houston police could say there will be no charges and the investigation's over? We looked into it.
I don't think they've completed the investigation.
This long?
I mean, what are the reports, Rob G, right, that they haven't
completed? Yeah, the latest report is that the investigation is ongoing. I think, Rob, I think the bigger problem with that is that there's so many women and if there's 22 that are public, you have to imagine there's...
And then there's 10 more.
Yeah, you also imagine there's a few that are not public, that are not known yet. So I'm sure that they're crossing all their T's.
This has been going on for 6-8 months. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're right.
This is a long investigation.
It's a lot of people to talk to, though.
Yeah, okay.
But so here's the question I want to throw at you, Rob. Deshaun Watson has insisted on his innocence. Okay, so of course he has, right? I get that. But he is insistent that he's innocent and that he will not settle because he wants to prove that he's innocent. He doesn't want this attached to him at all. If you were in his shoes, and let's just say once he settles, he's good to go, you know, for the most part, and he can play, would you settle?
Given the circumstance and what's happened and whatnot, I probably would settle because I don't think you're ever, even if you actually, you know, the charges aren't brought on or whatever and you have to wind up paying, you know, like the burden of proof, Chris, is a lot easier in a civil suit, right?
Right.
So you could lose that and
O.J. Simpson lost the civil
case. Exactly. Like he was, right, he was set free to walk. But he had to pay through the nose in the civil suit. Right. So if I'm going, like, my name's been dragged through the mud, there's no way I'm going to get out of this clean and people not thinking that there was something there where there's smoke, there's fire. At this point, and all the money I've wasted with Rusty Harden and his, you know, hourly wage, Chris, what he's paying and all the endorsements I lost, I'm going to cut my losses. I'm just going to settle. I don't want a drawn out case. I don't want any more. This has gone on way too long. Had I been in this situation, I'm going to be honest, probably would have paid the first woman, paid her off before it went public. What is the damage? What do I need to pay?
So but then what if all these other women would have
came
out?
No, but I don't, like, see, oh, I don't
they,
think they all come out.
Giving out money.
No, but I don't know. But she can't announce that there was any kind of settlement, a part of me paying her. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, so let me ask. So the first saying, woman, let's say you're in Nell's shoes. The first one woman comes out. You're just right away paying her? Like, if you think, because, if you're like, yo, I didn't do nothing. Why am I paying, you know?
The reason I'm paying, Chris, is I know that my behavior hasn't been good. And the potential of other women coming out. That like, you could say what happened, my behavior flying women in from all over the country for massages or whatever, and I see what's brewing and what potentially could be there. Yeah, I'm not doing a 20/20 hindsight. People settle all the time, not because they're guilty, but because they don't want this attached to their name. They don't want it out there. I understand it from a legal standpoint. I would have settled.
From the outside looking in, from where I'm at, I want justice to be served, but who knows if justice is going to be served.
It doesn't always happen. Right? That's the problem. Right.
I'd like to see Deshaun Watson be able to, I mean, if he's guilty, look, I'm not going to defend him, but, you know, I'd like to see him be able to play football. And, you know, if he goes to the Dolphins, I mean, you know, I just think it'd be interesting to see. So selfishly, kind of the fan in me is kind of feeling like, man, go ahead and settle. But if I was in those shoes, if I was in his shoes, right? And again, if I wholeheartedly believe that I was innocent. Now, if I know what the women are saying is true, that's a whole nother thing. But he's saying it's not true. So I'm just going off that premise, Rob. Okay, if I know I didn't do anything, right? And they're lying. Man, I think I'd fight it. And you're right that maybe some people always would think you're guilty.
No matter what.
Right. And a good example of a guy going the other way is Kobe. And Kobe settled in the civil suit, right? Yep. Was cleared in court but settled in a civil suit, and that did not stick to him. Now, I don't know if that's because he was just so great at basketball. He was such an icon, right? Maybe if he wasn't as good, it might have stuck. I don't know.
And it was the time, Chris. If that would have happened now, it would have been totally different, like during these times. Because Kobe was flying on the team plane to go into a rape case. Like, that would never happen. A team would never fly one of their players on a team plane, and he was playing games. You remember
that?
Well,
I hear you. And look, as bad as what Deshaun did, Kobe's was rape. You know, that was the allegation, right? But so that's worse. But I don't know. I mean, look at Deshaun. You would think in the environment we're in today, Rob, where everybody's obviously a lot more sensitive to these things, Me Too and all that. You might think he's done. But you got these teams trying to get him. I mean, okay, it's one team. You got a few others that would love to have him, but one team that's out there willing to trade for him. So, I mean, has he really been stung? His career looks like it could go on if he can just get clear to these charges.
But, Chris, this is where you got to look at. The first woman wanted $100,000 to settle. And I know you're saying it. I'm not giving up any money to somebody who came in and made up a story. But he said no to that, and then all this blew up. And we saw this kind of in the Bill Cosby thing too, Chris, with his situation. You remember, started with one. He had, and they have all the records. He paid off a ton of women in the past. He decided he wasn't going to do that. And then before you know it, it was 60 women saying they were drugged by Bill Cosby and he had sex with them or right. whatever. All I'm saying is if you knew that there were more women, say it didn't happen with this woman, Chris. This is my scenario to you. But you know you've flown in women from all over the country for massages. You know you had sex or sexual play with some of them. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
So you're saying the ones that aren't suing him?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's probably a bunch out there that were.
Right, right.
Look, but I'm saying. That might have been with it. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying, you know there are other women out there is what I'm saying, even though the first woman who comes to you with the 100,000 is
But false. See, that's where we're differing. He's denying any wrongdoing. What's out there, what's been reported, is wrongdoing.
Right. No, right? I get it.
And he's saying I didn't do any of that. So, yeah, you're saying basically if you're guilty of this stuff, he didn't rape anybody, at least no allegations.
But I'm saying,
but if you're guilty of all this other stuff that they're saying you did, then settle. But if I'm not, if I feel like I really didn't do anything, I got a regular massage. I got 30 regular massages, all right? And I hear you. It looks bad for him, right? You're flying in women who aren't even masseuses.
That's what
you
know, I'm, Chris,
just,
there you
they're
go.
They're good looking
there
and they, go.
Like
right?
That's,
I don't think they're all regular, real masseuses,
no.
Are they?
And that's the thing. Is
it
that,
looks bad.
Like,
I get
like you. That stuff is there, and you know that. You know you've flown in 100 women from all over the country. Like, you know
right.
that.
Right, right. I mean, look, if I'm guilty, I'm settling. Right? If I'm him. But if I'm like, totally above board, then I think I want to clear my name.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
They're 6-1 in Green Bay, Rob. And Aaron Rodgers, and you can see it from his interviews. You can see it from when he was in Chicago. I own you. I still own you every
you
day of my life. I own
San
you
Francisco?
All that.
Remember that?
Yep.
After they won that game?
Right. Like, he's having fun, and it's good to see. I mean, you want guys to have fun. Whether you're a Rodgers fan or not, I mean, you should want these guys to have fun. And he clearly is. And Rob, as he does every week, he went on the Pat McAfee show and talked about it. Listen to this, and then we'll analyze it.
This is part of the fun. You know, the fun is obviously, I mean, I got my best friend in the league back to go to work with every day. I got the funniest dude in the world to drive down to practice with every day in David Bakhtiari. I got a great coaching staff that I love. I'm still in Green Bay and having the time of my life. And I get fun moments like this every single week.
I mean, Rob, like, everybody is assuming this is his last year in Green Bay. And let's just keep it real, Rob. There were those that were saying he'd never play another down for Green Bay, right?
Hey, you remember the deal? I remember we talked about it. Oh, yeah, he's going to the Broncos. It's a done deal. You remember that? I mean, that was out there.
And that was early.
That was like the night. That was the night after.
That was on the draft.
The night after the draft, you remember?
Right.
Oh, no, it's done. It's done. He's going to Denver. That.
Right. And then over the summer, though, people were like, he'll never play there again. He wants out. He's done with them, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, here we are, and they're 6-1, and he sounds like a kid in a candy store. So, Rob, obviously, it's on the table that he stays there. Would you like to see him stay there, or would you like to see him move on?
It just depends. I mean,
his choice.
Are they
going to
go 13-3 again and get in the NFC Championship game and maybe even win this time? Like, where are they? If they get their third year in a row,
they're going to be good.
No, but I'm saying they get to the game and they win.
Hit me with both of them. They win the Super Bowl or they go out in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which, tell me both scenarios.
One part I just like, I do like players who play their entire career somewhere. I do. I like that. I think there's something about it. I always said that about Brady, that he should have been Derek Jeter. I mean, obviously he went to Tampa Bay and it worked out for him. Michael Jordan wound up going to Washington. That was a bad look. It doesn't change anything, Chris, as far as legacy when you're that great. I'm just saying, right. If Aaron Rodgers just played for the Packers and played 20 years and won 2 Super Bowls and 5 MVPs. People were looking at him, he's like the greatest Packer quarterback. And that was saying a lot with Bart Starr, you know, and
oh, that's saying a lot.
That's saying
Brett
a lot.
Favre, Bart Starr,
Brett Favre,
no doubt.
Bart
that's
Starr, huge. You could just stop there. I mean, how many franchises have had 3 guys like that quarterback their team? I mean, those are some of the all-time greats. And then the tradition there, it's such a unique place. Chris, I don't think you've been to a game there, right?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Yeah, you need to. I recommend that you go to Green Bay and see what that whole thing is like. I was fortunate because of, you know, I was a columnist who covered the Lions every week for 20 years. So I went to Green Bay all the time. And it's unique. It's different.
Yeah,
it's what everybody, you know, up there, Chris, that's all they care about. There's nothing else. Trust me. They don't even have a mall in Green Bay. Like,
is it,
you know,
that small?
The mall is in Appleton. They don't have in the city. I'm telling you, you go downtown and you're looking at the Kmart or whatever it was, Target. I mean, seriously, there's not
when
much.
When I was just a high school reporter, Rob, in Cleveland.
Did you go to Green Bay?
No, I was offered the Packers beat by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And that might have changed my whole career because, you know, I might have ended up being a football guy. You know what I mean? A football reporter rather than an NBA reporter. I turned it down because I was engaged, planning to get married. My wife wasn't going to be, you know, she was going to not medical school. She had already done that, but her fellowship. And it wouldn't have worked out in Milwaukee.
So that was the reason, though. Not that you didn't want to work there or cover the Packers, just that, like, in your life where you were.
Yeah, where my whole life, like, where I was going to, yeah.
It's funny you say that. I got offered I was a young reporter, like, covering St. John's and stuff early on in the Daily News. And the Miami Herald wanted me to come down for an interview, Chris, to be the backup Dolphins writer with the idea of me becoming the beat writer. And I didn't even go for the interview.
You just didn't want to leave New York?
I didn't want to cover the NFL like that because I was like, most of the stuff you're writing is injury stories. I just wasn't like feeling it. There's a lot of practices.
So you wanted to be either a baseball or basketball writer.
Yeah, that's what those two more so. Not that I wouldn't mind being a columnist, but the day-to-day minutia of covering the NFL. I was like, I'm not interested in that. And so I
it's
didn't even
interesting
go.
Because the travel for the NFL is the best. Like, if you got a family,
but
of
that's
the
for
three
like
leagues,
an older guy. I agree with you.
Right. Of the three leagues, like baseball, and I've covered, you know, when I was at the New York Times, I would cover the Yankees for a week, cover the Nets,
Mets
for a week.
That's a grueling job.
You know,
yeah.
There's no way I would have wanted to be a baseball beat writer.
Chris, I loved every single minute in Cincinnati, traveling the country, playing tennis, eating at the best restaurants.
That could go with any beat.
No, I'm just saying, but I love
any sport. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the whole nature of what I was doing at that time. And I only did it for 2 years, but not once did I go, I don't want to make a road trip. And I was single. You know, I wasn't
married.
That's
the thing. If you got, baseball is more travel than any sport.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's 200 nights a year when you factor in spring training 7 weeks and then the postseason. It's 200 Marriott nights, Chris. That's what I had.
It's even well more than the NBA. But anyway, getting back to Rodgers, I hear you, Rob, about staying in one place. But I just – and I guess it's just because guys are moving around so much more now, free agency. You know, we romanticized back in the day, oh, he stayed here. He only played for the Lakers. He only played for, you know, the Steelers or whatever it might have been. But a lot of that was, you know, the guys didn't have the freedom of movement as much as they do now. And not all of it. I mean, some guys literally just wanted to play in one place. But I think I just feel differently now. And I get it. If a guy stays in one place, it's great. But I'm not – I got to be honest. I'm intrigued. And I'm going to say it's Tom Brady because we're seeing a Tom Brady, Rob, that we didn't see a ton of in New England. I mean, he was great. He won Super Bowls. He all that. He was the GOAT as far as I'm concerned and many others just from his time in New England. But we saw – it was only a few years where we saw this type of Brady, him throwing for these types of yards and these this many touchdowns. And it was when he had Randy Moss, and they didn't even win it. But it was a different Tom Brady that's the one that's been unleashed in Tampa. And now I'm kind of intrigued. Like, and look, Rodgers has been great, obviously, in Green Bay, and LaFleur has been good for him. But I kind of am like, yo, I wouldn't mind seeing him, like, in Pittsburgh with a great defense, and they got good receivers. You know, they got a nice little receiving corps. Or Cleveland with OBJ and Jarvis Hayes and that run. Like, what could he do? You know what I'm saying? Like, the possibilities, Rob, are endless. Seattle, like Russell Wilson going somewhere else. So that intrigues me. Now, whatever he wants to do, I mean, obviously it's on him. I'm just saying there's a part of me, the fan in me, that is like, yo, I really would like to see Aaron Rodgers in a place where he's got better receivers. Devontae Adams, you're not getting better, but you could have a better group of receivers. You could have a better defense. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of would like to see him in that situation. And I think some of these quarterbacks, whether it's Rodgers, Wilson in Seattle, I think they became kind of intrigued when they seen Brady leave New England and go to a team that's got all these weapons. And he's got the freedom to do a lot more than he had in New England. So I kind of would like to see that, Rob. I kind of would like to see Rodgers somewhere else with weapons.
I get it. I'm more of a traditional kind of guy, and I'm just like, they're 32-7 the last 3 years. That's their, like they haven't won the game that he needs to win, and obviously the 49ers in the last year against Tampa, but they're right there. Like we'll see if they get to the Super Bowl. Obviously, if they get to the Super Bowl, Chris, he'll finish his career there. I really believe.
Happy. So if you win the Super Bowl, why in the world would you leave?
And that's the other part we talked about. It's like, remember Ben Simmons, how unhappy he was. Sounded like the same as Aaron, right?
Right.
They got it worked out. Aaron Rodgers showed up to camp, but he came and played, Chris. Right. They had the one bad game to start the season, but since then it's been fun for them, and you can see he's having fun.
And that's the kicker to me. Like, I've always said, and I think you agree, like, they could win the Super Bowl this year. It almost is easier to leave if you win it. I don't know about easier, but you leave it from a position of strength.
You could say my work is done here.
Right. Right. My work is done. I delivered. Now I'm going to win it somewhere else. If you leave without winning another one, it's kind of like, you know, there's just, you didn't get the job done other than that one year, a decade ago. So he could win it and leave, but he seems so happy that if they win it, it seems like he definitely would stay, Rob.